was Mariah Woods. Second place was Lexi Nicholas. And in first place was Levi Nicholas. I want to thank the kids for being a good bunch of kids. I didn't have much trouble at all this year, and I appreciate them so much. Yeah. Best thing is we have no graduating seniors. So we get them all again next year. They may be moving classes, but at least we get to keep them all. All right. Move this down a little bit. Look at what we have.
Yeah. I'll bring good to us tonight.
What the Lord has blessed us with. We had 117 at some point through the year downstairs on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
I've got some friends at work that are preachers, and in their church they always come and ask how things are going at our church. I ask them about theirs, and I have to remember how blessed we are when we have more kids than what they have total in some of their churches. How much the Lord has blessed us. We can't take that for granted. If you got your Bible tonight, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. See if I can get through this without crying and snotting. We'll start in verse number 1. It says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry,
as we have received mercy, we faint not.
That's good.
I see this bunch of kids over here, and this is our church's ministry. One of our church's ministry. It didn't happen overnight. There's been a lot of work going in for that over the years that the Lord has allowed us to do. I remember starting the bus route. Luke was not even a year old when we started the Braxton route. The Fayette route had already been going. Preacher had run a bus several years before that. And we're blessed with a great bunch of young people today. But this isn't my ministry. If we read that verse again, it says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry.
Yes, amen.
We is plural. Now, I'm not standing up here in a plurality. I've not got too many personalities running around in my head. And I'm not like Ava. I don't have a possum in my pocket as I'm talking to you this evening. So when I say we, I'm talking about all of us, Mountain State Baptist Church. You know, it takes all of us to run all the ministries in our church, whether you just pray, or whether you run a bus, whether you help on a bus, whether you visit, whether you sing, whether you preach, whether you work in the kitchen, all that goes on.
Right.
There's so many different jobs to do, and we're blessed to have people to fill all those positions.
Yeah.
But the point is, this is our whole church's ministry. But we can't be satisfied with just this.
Yes, amen.
We can't stop at just this. I want more. I know preacher wants more. And God wants all. He's not willing that any should perish. Not just the ones that come through these doors. Well, the message tonight is don't block the light. Our text verse will be verse 3. It says, if so... No, that's the wrong verse. Verse 4... Or verse 3 in chapter 4. I'll get it right one of these days. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. But don't block the light. I remember as I was a kid growing up, my parents would, or my dad especially, would always say if I got in front of him while he's watching TV, you're blocking the light, son. I don't want to be that for some lost person than seeing Jesus. I don't want to be the one blocking the light.
Amen.
Does anybody know what the definition of the word light is? Really is. It says it's an ethereal agent or matter that makes object perceptible to the sense of seeing. So it's an energy or a matter that makes seeing possible. But the particles of which are separately invisible. Now I want you to think about, as I read this definition, how similar it is to our God, which Jesus is the light, right? But He is the power which makes us be able to see, just like the definition says. But the particles of which are separately invisible. We can't see God, can we? It is now generally believed that light is a fluid or real matter existing independent of other substances with properties peculiar to itself. There's nothing else like light. There's nothing else like Him. He is peculiar, right, in the way it behaves. He is real, just like light. And it says that existing independent of other substances. You know, my God is sovereign. He's self-sufficient. Its velocity is astonishing as it passes through a space of nearly 12 million of miles in a minute. You know, my God, He can be there just like that because He's already there. It is found to consist of rays differently colored as red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. But the strange thing is, we can't even see it. It's got all those colors in it. The sun is the principal source of light in the solar system, the S-U-N. But light is also emitted from bodies ignited or in combustion and is reflected from enlightened bodies as the moon. Light is also emitted from certain purifying substances and is usually united with heat. But it exists also independent of it. You know, on a sunshiny day, you can go outside with your eyes closed or blindfolded and you can tell if the sun's shining because you can feel it. You know, when my God's around, I can feel it. He's real. Jesus is the light. Let's look at John chapter 1. St. John chapter 1. Starting in verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light that shineth in darkness, and the light shineth in the darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the life, of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Jesus was the true light that lighteth every man. But it says that John was a witness of the light, but he was not the light.
Right.
But he was a very good witness of Jesus. He went forth preaching and preparing the way. But, sadly to say, John the Baptist is not with us now. Well, Jesus told his disciples that they are witnesses in Luke chapter 24, verse 46. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And verse 48 says, and ye are witnesses of these things. Now, that word witnesses, does that mean that they just seen these things happen? Well, let's look at what Jesus says in two other Gospels of the same account. Mark 16:15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Matthew 28:19 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. As he told these men to be witnesses, he wasn't just saying, hey, tell them you've seen this. It was actually tell of me. Not just that you've seen it happen, but actually testify of me.
Right.
Well, guess what? None of the disciples are here today either.
That is right.
It falls all the way to us today.
Yes, sir.
It is up to us to bear witness of the light. It's now our turn. Just as John was not the light, we're not the light either. Now, in the definition of light, it said that the sun is the principal source of light in the solar system, the S-U-N. But light is also emitted from bodies ignited or in combustion and is reflected from enlightened bodies as the moon. And in Genesis, God called the moon the lesser light that ruled the night. Something that reflects light is also called a light.
Right.
Now, we are not the light, but we are to reflect the light.
Yes,
in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, it says, "Ye are the light of the world." So in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus tells us that we are the light of the world. Now, do we have any light in us? None of our own, but what are we to do? Just as the moon does the S-U-N, what do we do to the S-O-N? We reflect His glory. Starting in verse 14, it says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven."
Yes,
amen. So we've got to try to reflect God to others. Back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, where we started. In verse number 6, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Just as the S-U-N shines the light on the moon and reflects light, the light has been shined in our hearts. We are to reflect Jesus to the lost. Now this is where we need to be careful. In verse 3 it says, "But if our gospel is hid, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to him that are lost." If we hide our light under a bushel, like the song says, hide it under a bushel, no. Nobody's going to see.
Right.
And I'm going to have to confess to Mountain State Baptist Church that this is my biggest failure. Letting my light shine the way it should. If any of you know me, you know that I don't really like to talk in front of a lot of people. I'm very shy. But God has a sense of humor. Not only did he let me be the youth leader here at church, he's also called me to preach.
Right.
And I get to stand regularly in front of a great group of people. I wouldn't want to be in front of any other group of people other than you, because I love you guys and I know you all love me. It makes it a little easier, but it's still tough. But are you ready for this? This is where the message gets deep, okay? I don't want you to let it go over your head. But how do we hide the gospel? If we're going to hide the gospel, how do we hide it? Now, I'm going to demonstrate it. Now, listen, this is deep. I don't want it to go over your head, all right? So pay close attention. This is it. Ready? I'm going to demonstrate it. Hey, that light has been shined in my heart, but it's inside of me. Guess how I'm going to have to get it out?
Yep.
Not like this.
Right. That is right.
Okay, for the opposite of that, now how am I going to let my light shine? What's the first thing I'm going to have to do? I'm going to demonstrate this. Now don't let it go. Don't let it go past you. Right? I'm going to have to open this mouth. Even though I don't like talking to people.
Yes.
Especially about hard things, right? I don't know why we consider this a hard thing, but we do. I'm going to have to open this mouth, and I'm going to have to talk.
Good.
But what do I say? How about 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4, like the Mountaineer class quoted to us? For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. But I can let somebody else know what I have first received. You know, me as a little 10-year-old boy, we'd started going to church. Kids in junior church have probably heard this 100 times, but I don't get tired of telling it. I hope they don't get tired of hearing it. My dad got saved and started going to church. And I'd went to church some with my grandparents, but I never really paid attention when I was younger. I just went to go be with my cousins, sit and cut up, not really making noise, but I mean, we wasn't paying attention to what the preacher was saying, the Sunday school teacher, or anything that was going on. I couldn't have told you anything that happened. But when I was 10 years old, we started going to church and started paying attention. And the preacher would get up and preach, and he'd preach about being lost and how he's going to go to hell if you didn't have Jesus as your Savior. And I'd sit there in my seat with the same problem I have now. I don't want to go up in front of people. I don't even want anybody to look at me.
Yeah.
So I sit there in my seat just thinking, you know, that's me. He's talking right to me. I don't know if he's talking to anybody else in this whole church, but he's talking to me. They'd ask, would you raise your hand if you'd like somebody to pray for you? No, I ain't doing that either. I don't want to call attention on myself in any way. So I just sat there one Sunday after the other, being miserable during the invitation. Well, it started where it wasn't just during the invitation. At night, I would think about the preacher's message.
Yeah.
Oh, what if the rapture were to happen tonight? Because I was learning a lot paying attention in church. Except for I would not go forward to be saved. I would lay awake countless hours at night, just thinking, I hope the Lord don't come back tonight. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I don't want to go to hell, but I'm not ready. I'd wake up from a sleep. I thought, well, did it happen? I'd sneak in Mom and Dad's room, look, make sure they was there. Still safe. It's not happened yet. But one weekend, we went to a revival meeting at my grandma and grandpa's church, and I don't even know what the preacher preached on. I didn't even go forward that night, but they was given an invitation, wanting to know if anybody would go up to be saved. I was getting semi-sort of used to it and starting to be able to ignore it a little bit. Just sitting there, I was kind of listening, but kind of wasn't, but I felt a peck on my shoulder. And I looked up, it was one of my cousins. During the invitation, nobody looking around, but she was there, and she pecked on my shoulder, and she said, are you saved? And it took me by surprise. I never told anybody I wasn't saved, but no, I'm not saved. Well, she said, do you want to go up and get saved, talk to the preacher and get saved? Nope, I really don't. No, I'm not going. And I didn't go. But the Lord really worked on me over me saying no out loud. I felt that I told God right to His face, no, I don't need you. No, I don't want you. And that's the way, I told God no.
Yeah.
I'd done it several times before, but this is the first time I did it audibly. It wasn't just but a couple weeks later. It was on a Saturday night. My parents went to bed, and I was up by myself because I was afraid to go to sleep. I told the Lord I'd had enough. And I got right down on the living room floor and I asked God to save me. And He took the fear.
Yeah. Amen.
But I got much more than that. I got all this. You know, maybe you can't get out that many words when you're talking to somebody else. But we learned something this Sunday. It might be something just as simple as, hey, you got to know three basic facts. And I think we all could do this. Tell somebody we cannot get to heaven by being good.
Right.
Christ paid our way to heaven on the cross.
Yes.
And heaven is a free gift accepted by faith.
Yes, amen.
You know, we're given several tools to help us to be able to witness to people. That soul winning class, I loved it Sunday.
Yes.
He has an ability to make things seem so simple. And to put things so simple.
Yeah.
To narrow it down to those three basic facts. But you know, that's really all there is to it. I'm going to have to work up enough courage to go up to somebody and open that mouth and start.
Yeah.
Now I know that I'm not the only person that has trouble with this. If I was, I don't think the Lord would have impressed on me to read all these verses and tell you about this evening. But I'm not satisfied with just the 117 downstairs. I want more.
Amen.
I hope y'all want more.
Yes.
But you know how we're going to get it?
Yes.
I got to open that trap.
That's right.
I got to open my mouth. I got to be bold like a lion for Jesus.
Amen.
Every head bowed, every eye closed. I've told you that this is one of my biggest failures, that I'm not bold enough for Him. I want to be, and I'm going to try to work on it. But how many of us would say, hey, Brother Greg, I need to work on that too. I'm not being as bold as I should be. I've not told anybody in a long time about Him, and I want that to change because I want to see this church grow. How many of you raise your hand and be honest tonight? Hands going up all over the church. You know, we could come to the altar and pray about it, but it might not be that hard. We might just have to make a decision in our own lives that, hey, I'm just going to have to do this.
Yes,
He'll go with us. He'll help us.
Amen.
But there may be somebody here tonight that don't know Him. And let me tell you, you got to know these three basic facts. If you don't know Jesus, we cannot get to heaven by being good.
Right.
Christ paid our way to heaven on the cross. And heaven is a free gift accepted by faith. If you've not been saved and you'd like to go to heaven and you'd like for somebody to take a Bible and show you how to be saved here this evening, would you raise your hand? Got a couple hands. Would you want to come up? Got a young man here. Would there be anybody else? Say, Brother Greg, I know what you're talking about. I've been coming to church for a while, and your nights that you had sounds exactly like mine. I'm having trouble sleeping too because I don't know what's going to happen. Would there be anybody else? Brother Greg, I would love for an adult to take a Bible and show me how to get saved, how that I can go to heaven. Would there be anybody else? All right, we've got a couple on the altar praying.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
to get saved? Come on up. If y'all got saved, come on up. What's your name?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn got saved. What happened to you?
I got saved.
You got saved. What's your name?
Garrett.
Garrett. Very good. Thank you, guys. Best decision you'll ever make. I was looking over my notes for last year for Special Forces. And something we had last year that we didn't have this year was two people got saved last year. We didn't have any get saved this year. Till tonight. We got two saved.
Right. Amen. Very good.
All right. Well, Preacher, I'm going to turn it over to you.
All right. Well, I'm going to wave that and that has been wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. That's all I'm saying. Thank you. Amen. Bring your friends, all right? And let's all stand together. Now we got to get ready for the Son of the Sun Friday, Main Crew Bearing 5. J-Rod will be there at 2 o'clock to get some things done. If anybody needs to help him, ask him what is needed. All right, have cookies here if you're baking cookies by 10 o'clock Saturday. Anything else? Any other announcements? All right. Well, we're not going to dismiss. Cheryl, I hope you just play a little bit and get these kids able to get out.